Democrats to spend $10 billion on emergency pandemic funds while admitting immigrants who pose health risks. By Wendell Hasebo on April 4, 2022. The Democrats on Monday agreed to spend $10 billion in emergency pandemic funding while ending Title 42, which prohibits the entry of immigrants who pose health risks. The $10 billion package would fund the purchase of more coronavirus tests, vaccines, and supplies to further fight the Chinese coronavirus, The Washington Post reported. The costly package was agreed to by establishment Republicans, including Senators Mitt Romney, RUT, Roy Blunt, RMO, and Richard Burr, RNC. The package comes nearly 2 years after the pandemic began and about 1 year since President Joe Biden's coronavirus stimulus money was passed into law. Biden's package fueled his 40-year high inflation, according to many experts. The agreement among lawmakers on the $10 billion package coincides with the Biden administration's decision to drop Title 42 in May. The law allows authorities to turn away migrants to slow the spread of coronavirus. It is unknown why the Biden administration believes spending billions of taxpayer money to protect Americans from coronavirus should occur simultaneously with terminating an immigration law that protects Americans from contracting the virus. According to the Treasury on Monday, America's outstanding debt was $30,400,959,928,180.97. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas dodged questions on Friday on how many people the agency expects to come to the border after Title 42 ends. The receded law could allow more than 18,000 illegal crossings per day, a pace that works out to over 6.5 million migrants per year, Breitbart News reported. The predicted flood has been encouraged by Mayorkas and pro-migration deputies, who quickly ended the border protections established by former President Donald Trump in early 2021. These deputies have also reduced the use of the Trump-imposed Title 42 disease-related rejections at the border, minimized the deportations of illegals, and accelerated the inflow of legal immigrants and visa workers. It is not clear if the administration is willing to stop mass migration. Mayorkas is a Cuban immigrant and a pro-migration zealot who argues that the United States is, and must always, be a nation of immigrants. Arizona, Louisiana, and Missouri filed a lawsuit on Monday against Biden's administration for plans to end Title 42. Title 42 was implemented in 2020 by the Trump administration. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.